penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford.
WHRQS. Nothing heard. WHRQS, clear.
Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford.
Thank you. WIU. Can you hear me?
I'm sorry, last piece of calling. I had to step out of the car real quick.
Oh, I reprogrammed the radio. I was starting to worry I have it programmed right. It's Wally, NAKPP. Just heard you there, thought I'd say hi.
Hey, Wally. Yeah, no, sorry, I had to step out real quick. I called monitoring, and I'm like, ah, shoot, I gotta get out for a minute, so. Sounds good. Your radio sounds good. Still working on getting my parts, my node, but hopefully they'll be here in a couple weeks, so.
Oh, very good. Let us know if you need some help. So, I mean, I can point you in the right direction if you want to do it yourself. Whatever you need, whatever level you're comfortable with, I'm happy with. So, other than that, not too much. A lot of steps have been going on with the repeater. Worked on it a little bit yesterday with the boat, trying to get the, now we're having problems with the GPS talking to the RTCM. So, and then we also have the time problem because, you know, this is a big weekend for families and stuff. So I can't make it, Paul can't make it. So there's, you know, but it's marching forward. So all is good. It's just, you know, as you know, it's a lot of time involved. A lot of time.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, you got to do what you got to do, and you know, family first, and we'll get to it. It's not a bad thing. So things are coming along, and better than not doing anything. So I like it, and I think this is good for Macomb County. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, that's what Sean and I were talking about. You know, there's progress. So it's never as fast as anybody would like, but it is, you know, it is a volunteer thing. So it is going well. So we should be up and going here in, you know, a short while. And I know it's his focus, but yesterday it was kind of a challenge. So, you know, there's so many different variables involved in this stuff. And you have to get everything just right. So, but they'll get there. But I am very impressed how this repeater sounds. I bought a decent radio. I got it cheap, but I got a Motorola XTL, and then I upgraded it to a 2500, because you can do that. And this thing, you don't want to drop it on your toes because you'll need a doctor. But it's a nice radio. Sounds really, really good, both my end and going out, you know, so I cannot complain about this radio.
All right, good stuff. It's nice to have a good radio. It's something that, as long as it's reliable, it does what it needs to do, that's all that matters.
Oh, yeah, big, heavy cast iron box, or cast steel, or cast something, so I'm happy with it. But other than that, not too much. I heard you throw your call out there, so I figured I'd throw mine out. I do have BHF in my car. I got my hand talkie. I talk on the Detroit P25 repeater every now and then on it, too. So that's a nice conversation as well. So that's P25 and BHF, and that's all you really need.
Yeah, that's my next purchase is a good P25 radio. So when I start looking, I'll get some good recommendations.
Yeah, I'll let you know on that. It's a job. I know that they're working on getting a pair of frequencies for that, and hopefully that will play out, and probably be a UHF band. But yeah, you can get these things cheap, and I've got them figured out. So, I mean, like, I can get these things for $150, and I've got them figured out to how to make them program and work and everything else, strip them down so they don't have any of the fancy stuff in them that you don't need, you know, because really all you need is conventional P25, a couple free talk groups, and all the analog channels, and you're in business. So, and very, very solid unit, and very, very inexpensive.
All right, good stuff, good stuff. Y'all, I'll do some looking. Like I said, that's my next purchase. So, when the time comes, I'll text you.
Sorry, my dogs are having a fit, and I don't know why. So, all right, Mr. Dave, I'll see you tonight. I get the scheduling change. Paul, if you're listening, would you tell Bruce if he doesn't know, and we can go from there.
Sounds good, Wally. Sounds good. And Paul, if you're listening, happy birthday. Hope you're having a fantastic birthday.
Oh yeah, that's right. Today's my other buddy's birthday too. I have to call him as well. Okay, very good. Well, take care, Paul. Happy birthday. And I think that's it. And I think Sean's out working somewhere southern end of the county today. So everybody have a good day, and we shall all see each other soon. And 8KPP.
Sounds good, Wally. Sounds good. Have a good one. We'll see you tonight, 73 CF. KYNU monitor.
NT0Y mobile and listening, NT0Y.
Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the W8CMN repeater in Guilford.
Here's a T-Mobile.
W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
Don't be making fun of the 980P.
Okay,
penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford.
OOE, how are you doing tonight? This is KF80YL. Some like inner mod going on or something. There must be a band opening. There's two repeaters on this frequency. Really? Yeah, I'm noticing some strange behavior. I didn't know what it was. Usually it don't open up like that. I got two repeaters coming in. Well, your signal's coming in kind of broken up a little bit, but I can still make you out. Yeah, I'm out. It must be one on this frequency, George. Yeah, I could be on the Lapeer repeater, but I'm working in Guilford. I'm in Columbiaville right now, but I got an awful lot of gain on the roof. I think the Lapeer one's in a temporary location that's not as good as its original or real location because their tower got blown down in that storm at the end of March there. It didn't get blown down, it got folded in half. Yeah, that's correct. I used the incorrect terminology. I saw the picture on their Facebook page. Yeah, it was the top third or so folded over. Yep. Yeah, that was a little unbelievable. I was like, when I finally seen that, I was, everybody kept telling me about it, and I hadn't had a chance to look. When I finally seen it, I about fell over. Well, what's the old saying? Shit happens. Just the luck of the draw, I guess. Who knows? The last time that we destroyed, lightning hit it in the early 90s, I think. Early to mid-90s, but it was grenaded kind of hit off. They were sure this time, I guess there was a little bit of a, it was almost questionable on the insurance, but it went through, and it looks like it's going to get replaced, but I'll tell you what, that there ain't nothing up that tower worth much. I remember when they done the new antenna, and I think they done feed line and pretty much everything on it, there was this guy in the club, his name was Ian, I can't remember his last name or his call sign, but he mopped down that silver coat all the way down that antenna from the top to the bottom. He'd goop up his gloves and do a couple more rungs of it, made his way down that, I believe. I can't even remember how he finished it, but that was a major project. Yeah, it sounds like it. I'm sure setting that stuff up is not any easy project. They got a project on their hands, that's for sure. These young guys, I don't know if I could fly that tower, but these young guys, the young guys ship up that thing, that's an awful long way to how tall was that tower? How many feet? Oh, it was a pretty standard seemed like it was close to 100 foot. I don't know, maybe it was only 80, but I think we can only run 100 foot on a bunch of Birdman.
Really? It was only 100 foot, I think. Well, I mean, I don't know anything about it, but 100 feet doesn't sound all that tall to me. A lot of personal people have 100 foot towers. I don't know. I'm not versed in the subject, so.
I've done the stuff.
And I got a 60-foot standalone at our place in the UP just for the Starlink dish that's on it, just to get it out of the woods, because we're in the woods, so I should put a ham antenna on there, too.
What town up there?
We're in a little town called Red Ridge. It's about 15 miles outside of Houghton on Lake Superior.
Oh, yeah. I got more gain to this antenna. I wanted more gain. I was talking to people on 14652 Simplex coming across two up there. And I yelled quite a bit. I finally found a few people to talk to when I was coming across last fall for the color tour and for the Northern Lights.
Yeah, I think I got you on one of those. Yeah, I was coming across 28, and I think you were on two when we talked for a short time.
Yeah, that was a riot. It's always good to hear somebody on. That antenna has less gain than this one quite a bit.
Yeah, I need a better mobile mount on my car. Mount I had, not quite good enough, I don't think. I think I need a better one.
Oh, yeah, this one was good enough to snap my last version of this antenna. You run it under that 8-foot railroad trestle up there and faster and snap the right off. Maybe it always.
Yeah, that's no fun. I don't know why, but I tend to seem to forget about it. I drive into a spray wash and I'm like, oh shit. I need to fold that down. I don't know why I always forget about it.
Yeah, I hear that. Yeah, it clobbered. It snapped it right off at the middle load there. There was no fixing it.
Yeah, I did that with a Diamond, I think it's a Diamond 9600. And the top part came off, but I contacted them, and I didn't actually hit it. It actually, when I folded it down, it snapped, and the thing kind of, that top load part broke. And I contacted Diamond, and they sent me the whole new section of it, free of charge.
I kind of don't do that on the clone. This is an SG7900 clone.
Yeah, I could see that. Well, yeah, I gotta get back on what I was doing here, but good chatting with you. And this is KFADYL. I'll be clear on your final.
73. This is KBAOOE.
UDS testing. NA media. NA media.
Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford.